1450 AM in Richland Center. It's 27 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate passing a standalone funding bill this morning. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
After months of negotiations, the Senate has finally passed a bill that would send funding to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It now heads to the House, where it faces a very uncertain future. Speaker Mike Johnson has said he won't bring this up for consideration because it doesn't include major changes to border policy. The Senate actually reached a bipartisan deal that addressed the border, but under intense pressure from Donald Trump, congressional Republicans said they would not support it, and so the Senate removed that part from the bill that passed today. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
South Africa has lodged an urgent request with the International Court of Justice to consider whether Israel's military operations targeting Rafah in the Gaza Strip constitute a breach of the provisional orders the court handed down in the genocide case last month. A big snowstorm hitting the Northeast, New York City getting the most snow it's seen in more than 2 years. Then it moves up into New England. This is ABC News. Britain's King Charles back in London this morning for more cancer treatments. ABC's Tom Rivers has the latest from the Foreign Desk.
The King and his wife, Queen Camilla, flew in by helicopter to Buckingham Palace from the Royal Private Estate in Northern England, then were driven the short distance to nearby Clarence House here in London. Charles has postponed all public duties for now, but is continuing with behind-the-scenes state paperwork. His cancer diagnosis followed 3 nights in a hospital where he was treated for an enlarged prostate. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Ride-hailing drivers may be in a bit of a short supply tomorrow. Some drivers for Uber and Lyft, along with DoorDash, reportedly are ready to walk picket lines instead of getting behind the wheel on Valentine's Day. They are protesting for better pay. Uber says it expects the number of drivers participating, however, will be small. And New Orleans getting ready to shut the party down. It's Fat Tuesday, the last day for all the Mardi Gras celebrations. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Driplus Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driplus Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at DrifflessAreaLLC.com.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Ferrogas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Ferrogas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Ferrogas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Ferrogas advantage.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Wiscote is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscote mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscote is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscote cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a fairly quiet day shaping up around here. Just some occasional clouds rolling through. Temperatures remaining a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal. Even warmer conditions coming up tomorrow with southwest winds ahead of the next weather system. That one, though, will bring us a shot of wintry weather tomorrow night into early Thursday. It could start as a mix of rain and snow as low pressure travels from Iowa toward Illinois, and then turn to mostly snow late Wednesday night with a couple inches certainly looking more likely. That could make for some slippery travel out there late Wednesday night and into your early morning commute on Thursday. Behind that, we'll see another cold front march through the region Friday with some more light snow, along with much chillier temperatures to start the weekend. However, the cold air won't last too long with another surge of warmer weather coming in by late Sunday and Monday. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly or partly cloudy, high in the upper 30s. Northwest to west wind close to 5. A few clouds tonight and frosty, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and warmer with a high of 44. Southwest wind near 10. Wednesday night, rain and snow developing by late evening, becoming all snow overnight with 2 or 3 inches expected, low in the upper 20s. Thursday, breezy with partial clearing, high at 34. Friday, a 50% chance of light snow, small snow accumulations possible, low 22 with a high of 27. Saturday, partial clearing, breezy and cold, low 12 degrees with a high of 23. Sunday, partly sunny and milder, low 14 with a high of 34. And Monday, partly sunny and warmer yet, low 21 with a high near 40. Have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, 28 degrees. The yesterday's high was 48. The morning low, 22. Record high, 53 in 1954. Record low, 24 below zero in 1951. Last year's high, 49, and the low, 25. Sunset will happen at 5:30 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise time will be a minute after 7. The air is calm right now. Barometer is at 29.99, up slightly. No precipitation today. That follows a low of 22. Again, we're at 28 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, some notes on sports for the day. We'll check out some scores from last night. Details on a Bucks win as well.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Riverdale boys basketball team led from early in the game and rolled to a 66-41 win
over Waniwak Center. It was senior night in Muscadet as the team honored its senior players and managers. The Chieftains led 36-20 at halftime and made 9 three-pointers, including 7 in the second half. Senior Andre Tainter had a strong 23 points, while Carson Kenyon added 13, including 3 three-pointers. Bevan Dennis scored 9, Michael Hernan 7, Caleb Tracy 6, Ethan Baumkamp 5, and Landon Bob put in a three-pointer. The Chieftains were 5-for-8 from the free throw line. Waniwak Center was led by Cam Tellefson with 13, Danny Rowling added 10, and Gavin Olson 8. The Wolves went 6-for-13 from the line. Riverdale won the JV game 54-22. Following the 66-41 varsity win, Riverdale is now 8-13 on the season. They will play a conference game tonight at Boscobel. Waniwak Center is now 1-20 and will play a Scenic Bluffs conference game on Thursday night at home against Cashton. Elsewhere, it was Kickapoo getting the win against Wazika Steuben in a Ridge and Valley boys makeup game. The Panthers are led by Warren Huey with 15. Malachi McCauley added 14. For Wazika Steuben, Cooper Lummis with 22 and Lucius Cooley had 14 points. It was Platteville over Edgewood 78-37. And Port Edwards beat New Lisbon 66-50. In girls basketball, by way of a makeup game, Boscobel and Riverdale played basically in back-to-back nights. Riverdale won the Friday night game, but Boscobel was a winner in last night's makeup game. That final score, 59-44. Erin Knowles scored 34 points for Boscobel, leading the way. She was the only player in double digits. And for Riverdale, 16 for Zuri Dennis and 11 for Macy McKay. It was Viroqua getting the win against Richland Center 51-28, and Sauk Prairie beat River Valley 57-26. Belleville 58, Lancaster 41, Wazika Steuben edged Hillsboro 56-55. North Crawford over Westby 49-41. Darlington got the win by 1 over River Ridge 50-49. Wisconsin Dells over Columbus 54-30. New Glarus 63, Mount Horeb 42. It was a win for Broadhead over Bigfoot 59-49, Neillsville 50, and Bangor 41. On the schedule for tonight in boys basketball, Cashton will be at Westby, Lodi at Wisconsin Dells, Mauston at Viroqua, Royal travels to Brookwood, Baraboo at Sauk Prairie, DeSoto visits Seneca, Ithaca at Kickapoo, Lafarge at Wazika Steuben, Weston visits North Crawford, Cassville at Potosi, Dodgeville at Blackhawk, Iowa Grant goes to Cuba City, Lancaster at Highland, Mineral Point travels to Fenimore, Riverdale at Boscobel, and Southwestern at Darlington. In girls basketball, New Lisbon at Hillsboro, Cashton at Royal, and Nisita at Waniwak Center. It's Reedsburg at Mauston, Viroqua at Lafarge, also Argyle Pecatonica at Lancaster, Mineral Point at Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien hosts Cuba City, and a girls basketball game coming up tonight at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse as the Hornets play host to Schulzburg. We'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Major Bowling League last night, Quail Run Golf Links had a 3700 series. Cardinal CG, 3658. Geary Construction, a 3591. Top game, Cardinal CG at 1284. Quail Run Golf Links at 1257. New York Life, a 1244. Travis Bushley, 198 over average with an 846 series last night. Todd Gruber with a 122 over average night and a 737, and Chris Huppert with a 705. Travis Bushley, congratulations on a 300 game. Todd Gruber with a 278, Dan Schweidefuss with a 277. Monica Wheaton bowled a 534 series, 102 pins over average. Wisconsin's top two Division I basketball programs are headed in opposite directions in the polls. Marquette is riding a 7-game winning streak entering tonight's game at Butler. The Golden Eagles are ranked 5th this week with an 18-5 record. The Badgers have dropped to 21st after seeing the losing streak reach 4 in a row. Coach Greg Gard's team hosts Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, looking to improve on a 16-8 record. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Greg Gard Show begins tonight at 6:05. Pre-game time for the Badger men's basketball game will start at 7. After losing 5 of their first 6 games under new head coach Doc Rivers, the Bucks have won 2 in a row. Monday night, they took care of the Denver Nuggets, 112-95. For the first time this season, Milwaukee has held opponents under 100 points in back-to-back games. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored a game-high 36 points and took down a season-high 18 rebounds. The Bucks built the lead to 28 late in the third period, then coasted home. They're back into action tonight at home against the Miami Heat. Elsewhere, Charlotte was a winner over Indiana, 111-102. Philadelphia, 123. Cleveland, 121. San Antonio beat Toronto, 122-99. Chicago over Atlanta, 136-126. Houston, 105. New York, 103. Dallas, 112. Washington, 104. Golden State over Utah, 129-107. Minnesota, 121. The Clippers, 100. And New Orleans over Memphis, 96-87. Texas Tech with a win against number 6 Kansas, 79-50 in men's college basketball. And number 9 Duke was a winner over Wake Forest, 77-69. From the NHL, New Jersey 3-1 over Seattle, the Rangers 2, Calgary nothing, Philadelphia 5-3 winners against Arizona, and Minnesota beat Vegas 5-3. Former Wisconsin defensive back, defensive coordinator, and interim head coach Jim Leonard is taking a position on the coaching staff of the Denver Broncos. Leonard will be the team's defensive backs coach under Sean Payton. He has served as a defensive analyst with the Fighting Illini of Illinois under Brett Bielema for the last year. Leonard played one season for Denver in the NFL in 2012. At least one national report has Badger defensive line coach Greg Scruggs leaving for the same spot with the Michigan Wolverines. 24/7 Sports says Scruggs will be on the staff. He came to Madison last year with new head coach Luke Fickell after working with Fickell in Cincinnati. And scouts say the Brewers have enough talent to contend for the National League Central, but potential roster moves could stop that. There's still potential for Milwaukee to trade power-hitting shortstop Willy Adames. He'd bring in a load of prospects. So would closer Devin Williams. New York media have published multiple stories about the Yankees making a trade to complete their bullpen by picking up Williams. There has been no indication from the Milwaukee front office that there is any chance of a trade. The departures of Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff have dropped the Brewer chances of repeating as division champs lower, but the prospects coming in the door offer a promising future for the franchise. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
If you're looking for quality tools with a hometown touch, look no further than your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores. Open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And here's a deal that's too good to pass up. Buy more and save with Milwaukee Tools. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and receive a whopping $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Don't miss out.
Girls Hoops playoff brackets are out, and the first winter sports championships are this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
On Sunday, as part of the WIAA's Girls Basketball Playoff Reveal Show, co-hosted by WSN's Norbert Durst on the statewide television network, the Girls Hoops postseason brackets were announced, as we now know the path to state for every team in Wisconsin. In a bit of a surprise, Verona is the top-ranked team in the WISSports.net D1 coaches poll, but got a 3 seed behind unbeaten Oregon and a very good Arrowhead squad in a tough sectional. The Wildcats played a tough non-conference schedule, but were likely hurt by a Big 8 conference that is down a bit overall this year. Head over to WISSports.net for the full brackets, including seeds, matchups, and regional pairings. The very first winter sports championships are this weekend, with boys swimming and diving holding the honors. It is the 100th annual boys swim and dive championships, taking place Friday and Saturday at Waukesha South High School. There's still a couple weeks left in the boys basketball regular season before we move on to the playoffs, and last week featured some huge matchups in southeast Wisconsin. In the rematch between D2 top-ranked Wisconsin Lutheran and second-ranked Pewaukee, Wisco came out on top once again, winning 72-64 behind 26 points from Con Knipple. In a top-10 battle in the Classic 8, Arrowhead turned back Muskego for a 62-50 win. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs, suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders, and if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Get ready to indulge in the flavors of Fat Tuesday at the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock. Join them today starting at 2 p.m. for a feast featuring jambalaya, shrimp creole, and blackened catfish with red beans and rice. Each dinner includes a hearty serving of gumbo and a delectable chocolate bread pudding with spiced rum sauce. For more information, check out their Facebook page or give them a call at 583-2625. Don't miss out on this delicious celebration.
The best blend of your favorite music, 100.9 WRCO.
Last night a part of me just kept on going. When I turned around, why did I turn around? Every day it's more confusing, wondering where I stand. The things you say and the things you're doing never go hand in hand. I don't understand. I don't know.
Jesse Alexander on WRCO. Last hour on the big quiz, Hank Bray was giving it to us about Mayberry, about Andy Griffith, and a question that I had wrong, but wouldn't have mattered because it wasn't one of my choices. For Barney's middle name, I guessed Warren, and evidently that wasn't right, but technically Barney had three middle names, as pointed out by one of our astute listeners. Over the course of the Andy Griffith Show, according to IMDb, his middle name is given as Milton or Oliver. At one point, it's just the initial P. The latter brings to mind Roscoe P. Coltrane, of course. But, yeah, a couple of different names. Milton or Oliver, the most common ones given for Barney Fife's middle name. And that brings to mind some of our troubles with Triviathon over the year. We've been, over the years, kind of schooled trying to write questions, but a lot of times, especially with those TV shows, and I think we might have even had one this year where there was a case where somebody pointed out, no, on season one, you know, and now just about every episode is available for shows, and you can, like, zoom right in and see pictures and things like that. So TV, and TV, of course, when those shows were made, they were expecting to probably play the one time live, probably be reran over the next summer, and then never to be watched again. They didn't expect people to be watching them years later and analyzing them and things like that. So you could get away with calling Barney by two or three different middle names. Who would know, right? This is Diamond Rio on FM 100.9.
Cause you ain't from around here, neither am I. We're both flying out Saturday night.
Our days are numbered. This beach town ain't where you come to find true love. 48 hours ain't long enough.
Oh baby, we can't stop time. I met you 2 weeks too late. I still want your lips on mine. So what do you say? Hey, hey, let's have one more night that we won't forget. Two margaritas on a high tide day.
Five Roses and Our Days Are Numbered. 8:35 the time. The longest Super Bowl game also goes down as the most watched program in television history, according to Nielsen. Kansas City's 25-22 overtime win on Sunday night averaged 123.4 million views across television and streaming platforms. That shattered last year's mark of 115.1 million for Kansas City's latest playoff victory. Prior to that, the game was televised by CBS, Nickelodeon, and Univision, and streamed on Paramount Plus, as well as the NFL's digital platforms. Nielsen also said a record 202.4 million watched at least part of the game across all networks, a 10% jump over last year's figure of 183.6 million. Certainly, it's probably one of the few things that brings everybody together, and they can watch that. I know in Sexsonville, the Hallmark Channel ratings took a hit on Sunday night for once. That's making news today. And Gloria Gaynor's in the news, famous for the song I Will Survive. Those were her driving force. A new movie about her legacy runs starting today. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. She plans a new album this year as well. She said the lyrics became a mantra for her. She says it reminds her of who she truly is. She has dealt with poverty, childhood sexual assault, financial problems, health issues, and a divorce, but she has been able to soldier on. That making news today on the entertainment side. Coming up from WRCO Radio, we'll have our trivia question of the day, so get ready.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
If you want to own your own home, but you're worried about the hefty 20% needed for a down payment, listen up. With the help of Schultz Mortgage Team, you could be on the path to home ownership with as little as 5% down or even zero down. First-time home buyer? No problem. Schultz Mortgage Team can guide you through the entire process. USDA, VA, and VH programs may be right for you. Call Jason Schultz today at 608-604-5068. That's 608-604-5068. Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you make your ownership goals a reality.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Trivia time today on the radio is sponsored by ET Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft mac and cheese, deluxe box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra egg noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedarcrest ice cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain early risers, bacon, egg, and cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson gourmet onion rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays.
All right, trivia time today. It's actually Reba McEntire trivia. After her nice rendition of the national anthem at the Super Bowl on Sunday, some Reba trivia today. Reba lent her voice to what 2006 partly animated film? Reba McEntire lent her voice to what 2006 partly animated film? 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins from our trivia sponsor, ET Foods.
A shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you wanna do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show. We can stay right here, and I can take you home.
I can show you around. Sit up on a hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Just let me dust off the seat. Ooh, I'll put your pretty little arms around me.
There you go, riding on the big green tractor, Jason Aldean and WRCO. No winner in trivia just yet. No, lots of guesses. Reba lent her voice to what 2006 partly animated film? Partly animated is the clue there. Lots of guesses for Fox and the Hound 2, which I guess I didn't even realize that was out at the same time. It was. It did come out that year, but that was fully animated. And some guesses for The Little Rascals as well. Little Rascals, of course, that was not animated at all. That was Reba playing the race car driver in there at the end of the particular movie. But she lent her voice to what 2006 partly animated film? Little Reba trivia for you going on today. 608-647-4155.
Got them never grew up friends. You ain't the one getting whiskey drunk, howling at the moon. I know you love me, girl, but it ain't you. It's me that's always making this thing harder. It hurts. It ain't you, it ain't you that has someone too good to lose. No, it ain't you, it's me. It ain't you that takes up the whole living room every Sunday. It ain't you buys up the whole damn bar on Friday. You ain't the one that screw up the best love he ever knew. Yeah, it's me. It ain't you. It's me that's always making this thing harder. It hurts.
Chancey Williams on WRCL. Congrats to Luann Walton, our winner of trivia today. Reba lent her voice to what 2006 partly animated film? You should have answered Charlotte's Web. There you go. Partly animated. So there were real folks in there and then some animation or however they did, computer-generated animals. But in the film, Reba McEntire and Kathy Bates are the voices of Bitsy and Betsy, the two old cows in the show, a show that also featured Dakota Fanning, Julia Roberts, Steve Buscemi, Oprah Winfrey, and Robert Redford as well, kind of an all-star cast. Fox and the Hound, that was answered a few times, Fox and the Hound Part 2, actually, and that was a fully animated film, and I didn't realize it. It listed originally as 2007, but it actually came out about the same time as Charlotte's Web, so Reba had a couple of voice parts in movies there as she played in that one, which was Patrick Swayze's very final film appearance as the voice in Fox and the Hound 2. So there you go, a little trivia. And Reba, over the years, she's impressed me not only as an entertainer, but I think she's a very good actress. I really do. Whenever I've watched any of the things that she has done, beginning way back with, wasn't it Gremlins? I think that was one of the first movies that she was in. But her television show, Reba, I've seen quite a few episodes of that. And great comedic actor. Had a good cast in that one as well. By the way, Warner Brothers, the WB network, I should say, their biggest winner of all time on that network because it was a ratings blast. And then, of course, they sold it to other networks. And is it Hallmark? Somebody like that has shown it quite a bit through the years as well. So there you go. Trivia time. Luann is our winner from ET Foods.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, SunTracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9 or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5 gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Richland Concert Association season continues this Sunday afternoon, February 18th, with the Oakwood Chamber Players at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Oakwood Chamber Players present a panorama of music thanks to an array of talented guest artists chosen for their outstanding musicianship and creativity. The group is composed of 6 highly talented women, professionals committed to excellence in performance, program selection, and outreach to the community, joined to bring Madison, and Wisconsin, the finest in classical and new art music for mixed ensemble of strings and winds. They have performed here in the past and were greatly appreciated for their talented and informative program structure. Don't miss the Oakwood Chamber Players this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center, hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
Life insurance is a promise to pay your beneficiary at your passing, and that promise is only as good as the company that stands behind it. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Your family trusts you, and you can trust State Farm. State Farm has simplified that process. With our agency, you can feel confident and comfortable in turning to us to help you choose the right coverage amount, explain the features and benefits of our policies, and answers questions. But most importantly, to know that we will personally hand deliver the benefit to your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. Get free shipping all month long. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
100.9 WRCO. She was circling the holiday inn, just about to go round again when her cell phone rang, and it was him saying, room 183. They'd never done this before, but when he met her at the door, they broke out smiling, cause they were sure that this is what they need. She said, Mama's got the kids, and he said, well, we got the room for the weekend. And they love their kids and their house and that dog in the yard. Oh, and their neighbors for the most part. They love each other, but it's hard to be lovers when life gets in the way. Sometimes to shut out the rest of the world, 48 hours of just him and her, you can't get this at home. She pulled the covers back and he said, yeah, I'm into that. They flopped down together and took a nap. No, you can't get this at home. They woke up in each other's arms and that's where they spent the rest of the weekend. Dog in the yard, oh, and their neighbors for the most.
And what I don't need.